Dikduk comments. In Pasuk Aleph, the word is Lam Minatzeach. There is a Shva No under the Mem, even though there is no Dagesh Chazak in the Mem. Lam Minatzeach. In Pasuk Beis, the word is Ya'ancha. There are two Patochim, one under the Yud, one under the Ayin. They are full Patochim, Ya'ancha. This is important to note because in Pasuk Zayin and in Pasuk Yud, we have Ya'anehu, and under the Ayin is a Chatov Patoch. And in Pasuk Yud, it's Ya'anenu with a Chatov Patoch. It is not a full Patoch. Also in Pasuk Beis, Yisagev Cho. The main accent is at the Cho ending. Yisagev Cho. After the word shame, there is a pasik, there is a slight pause. Yisagev Cho, shame, Elohe Yaakov. Pasuk Gimel. Umitzion Yisodeko. The word Yisodeko, the main accent is on the Dalid, and there is a Dogesh in the last letter. It is not Yisodeko, it is Yisodeko. Pasuk Dalid, the word Yizkor, make sure you pronounce clearly the word Yizkor with a Zion. The word Va'oilosecha, under the Saf is a Shivano. Va'oilosecha. The word Yidashine, there is a Dogesh Chazak in the Shin, and the main accent is on the Nun, Milera. So this word is to be pronounced Yidashineh. Pasuk Hey, the words Yiten Lecha go together. They are attached by a makof. It is treated as one word. There is a meseg, a small line after the yud, Yiten Lecha. So a slight minor pause is put by the yud, but we treat it as one word, Yiten Lecha. The main accent being on Lecha. The next word, Chilvavecha, it is not Kilvavecha, it is Chilvavecha. Since Lecha ended with a Cha ending, a Kametz ending, it had the power to pull out the Dagesh Kal. V'chol Atzos Secha, under the Sof is a Shiva No, Atzos Secha. Pasuk Vav, Niran Nino, there is a Pesik after this word. So the next word is Bishu Osecha. The Hey on Niran Nino does not have the power to pull out the Dogesh in the Beis of Bishu Osecha, since there is a Pesik, and the Pesik signifies a pause. Niran Nino, Bishu Osecha. There is nothing under the Yud. Bishu Osecha. If the word would only be Yeshua Secha, there would be a Shiva under the Yud, but since there is a Beis, it loses its Shva No, and it becomes Bishua Secha. Pasuk Zayin, Ato Yodati Ki Hoshia, there is a Pesik there. You must be careful and make that pause, because you have the word ending with Hoshia with an ayin, and then Hashem's name starting with an aleph. So therefore, you must be careful not to swallow one of those letters. Ki Hoshia Adoy Shem. The word Mishichoi in this pasuk has a trop which is called the Oilevi Oireid, as I had mentioned previously in another kapitel. The Oilevi Oireid is the main divider of a pasuk in Tehillim, as well as Eiv Mishlei Tehillim, which are called Sifrei Emes. It's a Tzuras HaYisiv on top of the Shin, and a Tzuras HaMercha under the Ches, Mishichoi. This represents the main division of the pasuk. Many of the other psukim, which are small, do not have an Oilevi Oireid, and have an Esnachta. The Esnachta is the minor division of a pasuk. the major division is the Oilev Yoreid, and if there is no Oilev Yoreid, it is the Esnachta. Ya'anehu, the ayin has a chatov patach. Mishmei, there is a dogesh in the shin to compensate for the nun, and it becomes Mishmei, from the heavens of. If you say Mishmei, it is incorrect. Kodshoi, the dalet is a shvonach, because it is after a komet katan. Kodshoi. The word yesha is mil'el on the yud. It is not yesha, it is yesha. Pasuk ches. Eile vorechev, no dogesh in the vase. Eile vorechev, the previous word ends with a hey. Ve'ele vasusim, also no dogesh, it is a vase. Va'anachnu has a pasik, so there is a slight pause. Va'anachnu, b'shem Hashem Elokeinu nazkir. Pasuk tes, the word is koru'u, the reish has a shivono, it is after a kamatz gadol, there is a meseg after the kaf. Hema koru'u v'nafalu. Va'anachnu kamnu. In many prints, the kuf of kamnu has a dogesh chazak, which is very unusual because it is not beged kefes at the beginning of the word. Neither does it fall into the category of osei meirochik. However, there is a dogesh in the keser aram tzoiva, and there are similar examples where we have a dogesh chazak in the first letter of a word, even though it is not a beged kefes. So those who are very medakdeik would make this kuf a bit stronger. Va'anachnu kamnu vanis oidod. And the last pasuk, we have again ya'aneinu with a chatav patach. V'yoim is without a dogesh. V'yoim kor'enu. That reish is a shvonoch, because it's after a komatz katan. V'yoim kor'enu. Ya'aneinu v'yoim kor'enu. This completes this capital.